Hi, this is Ken Nesbitt with PoetryForKids.com. About 150 years ago, an English children's writer named William Brighty Rands wrote a poem called Godfrey Gordon Gustavus Gore about a boy who refused to ever shut the door and never listened to his parents until they built a sailboat and threatened to send him off to Singapore. In the early 1900s, another English writer named Hilaire Belloc wrote a number of cautionary tales about children who misbehaved and met unfortunate ends, including Jim, who ran away from his nurse and was eaten by a lion, and Rebecca, who slammed doors for fun and perished miserably. About 50 years ago, Shel Silverstein wrote one of his most famous poems, Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout Would Not Take the Garbage Out, about a young girl who wouldn't take out the garbage and met an untimely fate within that trash. In fact, just as Shel Silverstein's poem was inspired by these earlier poems, my first poem, Scrawny Tawny Skinner, was inspired by Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout. I thought it would be a good idea to write another cautionary tale to pay homage to these poems of yesteryear, and this is the result. I hope you enjoy it. Bradley Bentley Baxter Bloom. Bradley Bentley Baxter Bloom would never, ever clean his room. He simply dropped things on the floor and left them there forevermore. And even if his parents yelled, complaining that his bedroom smelled, and told him, Bradley Bentley Bloom, go get a bucket and a broom and bring them back and clean your room, he just refused to pick things up. So every cord or coat or cup or Christmas card or candy cane that hit the floor would just remain. It only took a little while before he had a massive pile of dirty clothes and greasy plates and dust-encrusted roller skates and tattered toys and grimy games and broken bits of picture frames and rumpled rags and rusted keys and crumpled bags and cracked CDs and stuff he'd never seen before on every inch of bedroom floor. And even as the clutter grew with one more muddy, cruddy shoe or old and moldy pear or plum or sloppy glob of chewing gum or burst balloon or flattened hat or battered book or baseball bat or worn and torn up magazine, still Bradley Bloom would never clean. He didn't even seem to care, as rubbish covered up his chair, his desk, his bookcase, and his bed, and piled up higher than his head, until at last there wasn't room enough to breathe for Bradley Bloom. His parents heard him scream and shout, and tried, but couldn't get him out, because the garbage on the floor had filled the room and blocked the door. And in the end, young Bradley died, and everyone who knew him cried. His parents wailed and tore their hair. His teacher wept in deep despair. His gran and grandpa grieved and groaned. His siblings sobbed. His classmates moaned. His friends all whimpered, Bradley, Bradley, please come back. We miss you badly. But just like kids who came before, like Godfrey Gordon Gustavus Gore, the boy who never would shut the door, and Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout, who would not take the garbage out, and scrawny little Tawny Skinner, who could not, would not eat her dinner, poor Bradley Bentley Baxter Bloom unfortunately met his doom within the grease and grime and gloom that blocked the door and sealed his tomb. So, children, if I may assume you do not want to meet your doom like Bradley Bentley Baxter Bloom, go get a bucket and a broom and bring them back and clean your room.